different explanations, possibilities, and understanding of Pshat in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in the Peret, first Mishnah in the Masechta, Hakal Shalchdin. And the Gemara, after summarizing all the different approaches, quotes on the bottom of Dimon and Beis, the first wide line, a famous Yisod. Rov Mitzvina Shashtita Mumchanim. We presume that most of the people involved in Shlita are Mumchan. Most Shochtim know what they're doing. Nowadays, of course, there are Shlita, there are Shochtim unions. So obviously, if you would break the union, you'd have more problem than the Lechora. Just if you were a person who was not part of the union, you would probably have more issues to deal with than just making an avail of meat. Unions can sometimes be rather strong. But at least the Gemara says, before the Shochtim unions existed, Rov Mitzvina Shashchita Mumchanim. Seems like it's pretty innocuous, straightforward. No two ways about it. Rov Mitzvina Shashchita Mumchanim. Nevertheless, since the days of the Gaonim, and certainly the Rishonim, there's a major machlokas as to what these lines mean. The Ramban, the Rajban Torah Sabayis, quote, that even though it's true that Rov Mitzvina Shashchita Mumchanim, it's only b'dieved. It's a default. If there's no choice, there's no way to be mevarer if you're shochet, was it your shochet? Then we say Rov Mitzvina Shashchita Mumchanim. But a priori, if there's a way to figure out by giving him a bechina, why not? Which is why, of course, away from today, we have a bechina in the Kol to make sure that we can lead have Rov Mitzvina Shashchita, Itzel Inyan Shchita, Mumchanim. Says the Ramban in the first source on the Ramah Kavos sheet, Achshav Ufi Devara Ufi Devareinu, in a long piece in the very beginning of the Torah Sabayis, Shchita. Most of Hilchos Bas B'chol V'Tarubis is Bayis Dalad, and in Shlita it's Bayis Aleph. Torah Sabayis is broken down into Batim, Bayasla and Batim. Zok the Ramban, Ach Shavuchi Dvareinu, Nizkayimu Divrei Gaonim Zal. The Ramban, echoed by the Rashba, same idea. According to our long explanation, we support the Gaonim. What do the Gaonim say? She has Timu Kulan, Tehecha de Shachad Chad. When a guy comes, God, some guy, they say in the Yeshiva is a fremde mensch, a person that we don't know anything about. The easy time on the live today, but he's right here. He didn't escape. He's in front of us. The Tzarech on live today. You have to give him a bechina. Im yodea hilchos shchita. Make sure he knows the Cheshchita. So indeed, said the Gaonim, even though Rov Mitzvah and Cheshchita Mumchanim, that's only a default where there's no choice. Well, Omru Rov Mitzvah and Cheshchita Mumchanim, Elehecha Dolesi Kamon. We're only going to bring this Rov and marshal that from our halakhic arsenal to be matu the meat if we have no choice. Avil isi kaman sarach mivtetei. If he's here, he has to undergo a rigorous bechina. Says the Ramban, v'tabalahi, tabalah from the Ra'onim, v'tabu v'serivanim yafos. What's pshat? Says the Ramban, why is it that these Gaonim are right? Why are we mekabel the Gaonim's Yesod, b'sefer panim yafos? Rov. Is a rov that should be good enough? Zech the Ramban, immortal words. She'ein som chenal rov garua, v'shem yuta matzui, elab machem dol efshar. We only rely on a rov and absolve ourselves from the requirement to do bedika if The rov is such a strong rov that the percentage against the rov is almost insignificant. But if there's a significant minority enough to counteract the rov, yes, the rov will have validity with the eved, but will not be something we can rely on lechatzkila. The first two words on the last line that we just read, shemiyut hamatzui. If there's a miyut hamatzui, keneged the rov, that's enough to say the rov's a weaker rov, rov duru as the Ramban calls it, it's only going to work for the eved and not lechatzkila. So if there's miyut hamatzui, we rely on it el makam de lafshar. Vafil rabbanon de lo chayshin l'miyuta. We know there's a famous machlokas throughout Shas, machlokas Rameir and the rabbanon, if chayshin l'miyuta or not. We can turn with miyuta. And of course, the presumption we have against Rameir is that lo chayshin l'miyuta. Miyut doesn't count. Miyut man de lesed dami. But zok the Ramban, yes. But there's miyut and there's miyut. If you have a significant minority, miyut hamatsui, that makes the rov into a rov garua. And Rov Garua is not going to work at all unless you have no choice. So again, Zach the Ramban, two things. Number one, the Ramban tells us the din of the Gaonim. What's the Gaonim's din? That Rov Mitzuyin Etu Shchita Mumchenheim is only Lechatchila, only B'dieved. But Lechatchila, if you can check the guy, give him a Bechina. And then the Ramban explains why. Why is it that we can't rely on the Rov Lechatchila? Zach the Ramban, because this is called the Rov Garua. It's not just a strong Rov, because on the other side of the boxing ring of the Rov, we have a Mir HaMatzui, a significant minority. Once a significant minority, that's going to be considered something which makes the Rov good by the Eved, but not good by the Chatzkila. What does that mean, good by the Eved, not good by the Chatzkila? So the Mefreshim HaMazbir, what the Ramban means, is that this rov al pidin min atara works for gamri. We can't be emotional as far as the rov. Either the rov works, or the rov doesn't work. We don't have better rovs and worse rovs. What does that mean? So the Achronim HaMazbir, the Ramban understands that no. Min atara, this rov is a rov which works. Either rov doesn't work or rov does work. But it's midrabanan, there's a chiyuv to check when there's a miyut hamatzui. So the Meila, the Ramban is telling us that Benat Torah, Rov, Mitzvah, Etzur Shkita Mumchenheim is going to work, and there's no chiyuv to have second thoughts about your meat the chlal. Nevertheless, Zach the Ramban, implicit in his words, is that whenever there's a Rov, which is Garua, not such a strong Rov, there's still a chiyuv in Rabbanon to be Bodek, because there's a Miyad HaMatzah. So Be'etzim the Rov works, with Rabbanon, whenever there's Miyad HaMatzah, we're concerned. What's Miyad HaMatzah? So Rav Shechter always tells the famous Shita of who? Mishnas Yaakov. What does Mishnas Yaakov say? What is the percentages? 10%. He has a cheshbon based on Chavios. Mishnas Yaakov says that the percentage of Min HaMatzoi is 1 out of 10. So if there's 10% people that are around that don't know how to shech, that's going to be Min HaMatzoi. And then Rav Shechter quotes often who's the dissenting opinion with Mishnas Yaakov much later. Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv. Where's Rav Yashiv quoted in print? The only place I know of it in print, no, is earlier than that, is not that much earlier, but a little earlier than that, is in what they call the OU Madrich. The OU has a few volumes. Eitan Schnau sometimes uses this Madrich, or the Shuvas, when he gives his beautiful shirim on the OU, Halacha Mais and Kashrus. The OU has Shuvas in which Rav Shechter or Rav Belsky write up psachim for the OU. They have different shilas, and they write up every, Rav Shechter's there every Friday, Rav Belsky's there, I think, every Tuesday. They write up different Shuvas for the OU. And now they're all on computer, but they first, before the internet was so popular, they had one volume of those shuvas that were bound. It was called the OU Madrich, the Chashuvas. And there are a few shuvas from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter quotes, he heard from other people that Rav Yashu was asked about Miyad HaMatzui, and he thought it's 7.5%. So that's a detailed machokas, because there's not such a difference between 7.5 and 10%. But Lamaisa, that's Rav Yashu has his own cheshbon. So the Ramban is telling us that we presume, yes, most people that know Shechita are mumchen. But there are some crazies in every bunch. Some guys that want to have the chavaya of doing the shechita. And we presume that 10% of the people in the world, 10% of the Jewish people, 10% of Mitzvah to shechita, 10% of people that are doing shechita would be not so familiar with shechita. And therefore, it's enough, that rov, it's 90%. 90% is a pretty strong rov. It's a good enough rov, l'chatchila, and b'di'evid. But l'chatchila, midrabanu, we try to still do b'di'evid.
the Rav Mitzvina Shlita is people who are shechting, not people in the whole world.
Correct, that's correct. People that are going to Mitzvina Shlita are going to actually step up to the plate and shecht. The right, if you presume based upon the whole world, probably miut of the world does know Shlita altogether. Especially now in YU Smicha, we don't even learn Hilchos Shlita so much, so how do people know Hilchos Shlita? And this Ramban is the world famous Ramban. It's not only in Odeya here. It comes up at least two other places in Yerideya. It's quoted first of all in Hilchos Treifus. The Ramban is world famous. Perhaps we'll revisit it again sometime later in the year. And Shulchan Aruch Pastin, based upon this Ramban, and the Ramban is in more than one place, that we know that the Ramban points out that biologically you can have 100 different permutations of Treifa. There are a few different categories of treifos, but technically there are 100 different types of things that can happen to an animal connected to a treifa. Nevertheless, whatever we shecht meat, we only shecht for one of those 100. What do we shecht for? Sircha nireya, shecht the lungs. It's machokas apostim, machokas ashnazim and sfaradim, what glat means, how glat is glat, you have ultra glat or mediocre glat or no glat. Different gradations of how little of an adhesion there is in the rea. That's the one thing we always check. And that's only by behema. Oaf, we don't check that at all. Even though we presume oafos breathe, we don't have sirchos, we don't check for sirchos in their lungs. Which means by oaf, we check for zero trefos. And by behema, 1 out of 100. What's pshat? That's based on the Ramban as well. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. Quote, based on the Ramban, that the only time there's a chiyuv bedika is when there's a mir hamatsui. So be'etzem, it sounds like if we had, this is a Rashi we'll get to as Hashem also, if you have an animal that somehow was lying on the table, you shechted it, you went to get a cup of coffee for a minute, came back, and a shunra, a cat came and stole the lungs, you can't shech it. What's the halacha? That is the animal kosher? Yes. That's a rove. Rove animals don't have sirchos in their rea. Rashi says don't be mefarsim because then people somehow will conveniently lose all their lungs, and that's not going to be good. But lemaisa, rov are not treifos, but chal. Nevertheless, zok the Ramban, since it's a mir hamotzui of circus in the rea, there's a mir hamotzui of animals that do have problems with their lung. The one treifa that we have to check for is the one that exists more than mir hamotzui. And Rav Schechter, when he says it over, points out, usually, apparently, they say, it depends on, I think Rabbi Yaakov Lach, who wrote the beautiful Sefer Chun Illuminated, did research. It depends on where the animals are raised. In South America, in South Africa, different places will have the climates and the conditions will change. But we presume, in general, the idea of Mir HaMatzah does apply to Sirchan Reya around 15%. Again, that's a rough number. Depends on where the animal is raised. Around 15% of animals will have a Sirchan Reya. Which means, beyond the shadow of doubt, whether it'll live Rav Yashu or Mishnas Yaakov, that's going to be considered Mir Hamatzui, which is why we have a chiyuv to do bedika on the Reya. That's one place Shulchan Aruch quotes this din in the Ramban, that Mir Hamatzui needs to be bedika in the Rabbanon. Where else does it come up? As a remez. One other place in Yerideya, towards the beginning, Hilchos Tolaim. We know that nowadays, within the past 10 to 15 years, we're more keenly aware of Tolaim, perhaps because of different agricultural practices, perhaps because of more knowledge, Tolaim that exists in certain vegetation, certain foods that we eat. But this idea, there's a Siman Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tolaim. And in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tolaim tells us that there also, in theory, it's possible that if I have raisins and the raisins are left out for a while, they can develop certain bugs. Nevertheless, most people, when you buy sun-made raisins, whatever raisins you eat, you don't have to check raisins. In theory, it could have bugs in raisins, or even more than that. In theory, if I have a carrot, peeled carrot, I left it on my plate for a minute, and I want to eat it. Am I allowed to eat a carrot in a dark room? Yes. Maybe an ant crawled on the carrot. Carrot says, no, there's a strong rove. In theory, there can be ants in your carrots, but as long as you live in a place where there are not that many ants, we hope that there are no ants in your carrot. Maybe there's a strong rove that there is Nochi Bedika. It's up to the Ramah. Again, Mitzayin to this Ramban from Hilchos Treifus. Same idea. If there's a Mir HaMatzui, any vegetable or fruit that's going to have a Mir HaMatzui of Taloim has a Chi Bedika. Again, Midra Banan. So if there's no Mir HaMatzui, there's no Chi Bedika Bechlal. There's a Mir HaMatzui, there's a Chi Bedika Midra Banan. Parenthetically, this is Machokas, Hapostim, how we define Mir HaMatzui. 10% of what? or let's say 7.5% of what? How do we define, let's say, carrots? In theory, there could be some really grade C carrots that are going to have bugs in every carrot, in theory. How do we base this? That's a bit rough of a supposition, if we base it upon adudah shel yerek, based upon bites, based upon pastures, based upon the existence in the world, mafokas. But lamaisa, the yisod, the Shulchan Aruch, what he says, mir hamatzu, he doesn't need bedika. The same idea as the Ramban here. So we have it as far as Tuchus Trefus, Tuchus Talaim, and in our situation, Rabban Zina Tushrita as well, if there's a Mir HaMatzah, there's a Chiyah Bedika in Rabban on Luchat Chiyah. Okay? So Mistama, he thought that it's Mitsuyan. It's Mir HaMatzah Mistama of mosquitoes. I was once, my brother-in-law, Rabbi Eliyahu from Kronosberg, made a bar mitzvah a few years ago in Muncie. So in Muncie, there's things that we don't need to have in Rosh Hashanah. There are trees, there's grass. So we were eating outside, Shal Shittas, and as the Kedusha of Shabbos was ebbing, they were able to feel the coming of the mosquitoes growing. So it's possible that Rabbi Ilson knew, with his understanding of either of Teva or of Torah, that there could be so many mosquitoes that happen to Mir HaMatzah, perhaps.
Well, I was wondering, isn't there a deal in the beginning of Ksubos about the husband has to come to a feast, even though he's not a baki? There's a question, some Yishonim would answer that he has to come just in order to be Mavar, because it's a fear to be Mavar, but others give some other answer to why he has to come to feast, which implies that people that there's no, not necessarily people.
It's possible. This Ramban is quoted in Halacha, it's not necessarily true that everyone's going to hold to this. But we're presuming, we'll see, even though there are other disagrees, we'll presume fundamentally of the Ramban's Yisod, but not everyone necessarily does.
So how do we understand that Gemara that's put in line with the Ramban?
So the Ramban is saying that it's the din of the Gemara is that, yes, in Chanami, it's going to be L'chatchila, it's going to be with the Eved, we're not going to necessarily say L'chatchila, you can rely on them.
No, what I'm saying, Ravina says it's L'chatchila, he's saying a kol shochem, which is L'chatchila. And we're saying, no, not like you, you know, we're saying we, even the Chachila will
on this. So it's a question, we're not going to have time to deal with it in the Chabur, but that's what your Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi and Chelet, Beis HaMen Dalet, tries to work this these Yisodos back into the Gemara, to the Lashonos of Ravina. In this Yisod, we know we're already in the period of Shoshim Yom, Kodim HaChag. This idea is very nodea from the Gemara Pesachim and Iran Pesachim. The Gemara says in the second source, what's the din if somehow you find yourself not involved in Pesach cleaning as much as in real estate? You want to make a deal. Right before Pesach, you rent a house to your friends on Yud Dalet, Erev Pesach. What do we presume? Last night was Lo Bedikas Chametz. The next day is Erev Pesach, everyone's supposed to be burning the chametz, and instead of burning the chametz, or selling the chametz, if you're a Rav, you're doing a real estate transaction. So the halacha is, the Gemara says the bayi is, cheschasa baduk, oin cheschasa baduk. What's the chazaka? Do we presume that that house was checked, mistama? A person's not going to rent a house to his friends without checking it, since last night the chiv was calling him to check it. Or is he going to say, haha, the joke's on you. Since Lamaisa, who's going to get it right before Pesach? The new person. So I'm not going to check it last night, go through my whole mansion to check it, because Lamaisa, he's going to get it tomorrow. The Gemara says, what do we presume? Chastoso baduk or not? So the Gemara, why not after Mina? L'shaylei. Why are you clearing a chakira, chastoso baduk, in chastoso baduk? Ask the renter. Ask the landlord. Did you check it or not? So the Gemara, d'lesi l'hai d'lushvuyi. You can't ask him. He ran away, he already went away to the hotel for Pesach, so he can't be reached. And you have no idea if it was checked or not. The Gemara goes and trying to figure out what's the different rayas, l'kan l'kan, if chesros abadur or in chesros abadur. Zot the Ran, on the Gemara's B'din Rupsachim. Klomar, the next source. The Isa the Maskir Kamon. If the Maskir is in front of us, one after one mine midi. Then we don't care about this discussion of chesros abadur or not. Dafiu name of the chesros abadur. Even if we presume that in psychology it's usually considered checked. Kohecha de ise kaman shalinun lei. As long as he's here, we still have to ask him. which means even if we say that in most cases when a person is going to rent a bayis on Erev Pesach, it was shef the night before, that's only b'di'evit. But a priori, if he's right here, we always have to pose the question to him. There was some chinin ha-chazaka, we don't rely on chazaka strictly here. This chazaka means ruvud lasek haman. If we can ever support our hunch with a real question, with a real birur, we're mevayer instead. And zachteran, that's pshat in the rif. Who wrote the beginning of chulin in our sunya? The lo samchin and arov mitzvin and tushuk mumkin heim el hechad ozaway wa alma. But let's come under the shayle, like the Ramban. We only rely on the Rov if there's nothing there. So it's so far the Ramban, we'll see soon as the Rashba, the Rif, all from the Gaonim. Aval isa kaman lo samchin and akazaka with chinin lay. If he's in front of us, we don't rely on the chazaka. I'm sorry, if he's not in front of us, we rely on the chazaka, and we don't say you can rely on. But if he's in front of us, we have to ask him. We can't rely on this chazaka based on human psychology. The Gaonim didn't tell us that. In theory, although it seemed logically preposterous, you could have said, that's true. The Gaonim didn't say in their words that the reason you have to check is because of Mir HaMatzu. That was the Ramban. In the first source, the Ramban doesn't say Mefurish, that's the Svara. And L'chora had the animo, because what's Pshat and Rov? You know, obviously the buck has to stop somewhere. Rov means you can rely on Rov. Does Rov mean that you have to always check? So you could have said that, but the Ramban says no. Even the Gaonim only say it's going to be true. And the Achron Med, even the Ramban only means Mid Rabbanon, because we do rely on Rov. But that's the Ramban Sosafa to understand what the Gaonim mean. That's what the Ran does not say that clearly. But that's the same idea. The Ran, the Ramban, the older Ran, the Gaonim, Mir HaMatzoi is going to create a need to check.
Just second, what you said, since only the Ramban said it, the Ran doesn't mention it, I'm pretty sure the Rashba doesn't mention it, and it could just be that, I don't know of another getter, but none of them mention any getter besides the Ramban.
Right. So it's just happening to the Ramban quoted Halacha, meaning, so the Shita of the Gaonim, it's the Shidduch, between the Shita of the Gaonim quoted that everyone quotes, and the Ramban appears three places in Shulchan Aruch, which is going to be Machriya. But you're right, in theory,
so
if there's no Machriya.
Another getter according to the other Rishonim? Because I would think that's the getter they would mention it. Is there another, possibility? Does anyone else?
No, I mean, is there a reason to reject out of hand the fact that even Shana Matsu you have to check?
No. Another getter. Obviously, there has to be, it can't be ad absurdum, so it has to be, something has to be.
So is it so absurd to say that every Rove, if he's come on, you can check it? I don't know, you have to try to think. What's so good with that?
Because we don't. No one's going to say you check all 100 trefas in every hour.
Right. So no one else is Masvir. It could be that there are those, like your friend pointed out, in theory, that say that this whole, since the whole thing is a Din Rabbanon, so other Rishonim are going to say, you reject the Dharma out of hand, there's no constructive problem.
Is there a difference between Rove and
Chazaka?
Ron here is using the term Chazaka.
Right. So that's because the Ron's quote in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Cheskos Abaduk and Cheskos Abaduk.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with if there's a Chazaka.
Right, so that's what Rav Shechter always points out from the Prima Dodim of Psichar Kolelis to Aruch Chaim. Rav Shechter always points out, Psichar Kolelis to Aruch Chaim is really a Hakdama to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what Rav Shechter always points out. Psichar Kolelis is a beautiful sefer. It used to be printed in the beginning of the Prima Dodim. Now someone took it and made it into a whole, there's more than one version of a whole beautiful sefer itself, Psichar Kolelis to Aruch Chaim. And the Prima Dodim says in the Psichar Kolelis that we have different types of Rov. The word Rov, this is a little bit of a imprecision, but the way the Prima Dodim, of the way I'm saying it, not that Prima Dodim is precise, but I'm fudging it a little bit. But he says that sometimes the word Rove, sometimes the word Chazaka means different things. The word Chazaka, sometimes we have the word Chazaka, such as the yeshiva might learn next year Maseches Bava Basra. It's not so pasha. Might be the word Medarish it or Maksik it. But Lamaisa, in Maseches Bava Basra, the third character of Maseches Bava Basra is Chazaka Sabatim. We have if a person is a squatter on land for 3 years, we presume that it's going to be his. That's not a chazaka that because of the status quo it's his. That's a separate thing. There's a kinyan. Chazaka, not all the parts you can make a kinyan with chazaka. The word chazaka means many different things in the case of chas. And very often we have the word chazaka to be a presumption. Chazaka, a chaver, that means a presumption. What do we call presumptions in Hebrew? What's the most precise word for presumption? Rove. That's really a rove. Most people in the world don't, most chaverim will not have food in their house which is not separated, which doesn't have shemesh separated from it. So that word chazaka is a tricky word. It really is a rov. And often that happens many times. The word chazaka, if you think about it, many times, here also, chazaka baduk means, do we presume, not chazaka, there's no chazaka, it was checked last year, the first check this year, it's not a chazaka, that chazaka the hashra, chazaka the meikara, it's a chazaka, which is really rov. It's the same, that's what the Ran is echoing in the Gemara, that's the same idea here. Even though the word chazaka is tricky, it's the same yesod all throughout. Rov, it's a presumption, connected to the miut. Not only is this din true in the Ran, in the Ramban, and the person in Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned, is even put in Shulchan Aruch right here. This din, Aleph Aleph, Hilchos Shchita 101. Hakol Shochnu L'chazchila, Afiyu Noshim V'adam V'chol Adam, Afiyu Ein Makirin Oso, Shemuchzot L'chosh Shol Yisalif. Stam Adai comes. We can rely that he's not going to faint. Dem Ein Yodin Rosh Yehu Mamchav Yodei L'chosh Shchita, Mutu Yitin L'chazchila L'shchot. Fishechtin, why do we say that's true? Mutu Lecha Mishchita, so you're allowed to eat. Stam Adai, if he's shechtin, you can eat the meat. Shirover Yudin L'shchot, Him Bechestos Mumchen Mukhzak. We presume that most people, this is the Tulshanos of Ravina in the Gemara, most people that are shechtin are both considered mumchen and mukzakin. The mukzakin, they're mumchen, we presume that they know what they're doing, and the mukzakin, they're not going to be misalif. Zakh to Shulchan Aruch, Bamed, Mamamurim, when do we say that's true? Only Ch'en Olefanenu. Oz, Mutter, Welcha Mishkitasu, Samachal Chazak. Abam Hulefanenu, Lamaisa, if the person is still there, Tarach Lubadko, if he's in front of us, you still have to check. You have to ask him. Zafabir Hadra, what's pshat in this din of Shulchan Aruch? Why do we say that there's a chiyuv to check him if he's still with Aneinu? Zafabir Hadra, Chazkosav per Kamad de Psachim, Dalad Amon Aleph. Chazkosav Badr per Lo, Lenef Tamino Lishaile, Alma, Hecha, Tisei, Wosam Chion. Zach the Dra, what's the Makar for this din in Shulchan Aruch? The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. That time, Zach the Bir Hadra, based on the Ramban, together with the Ran. That time, Shmedavim Mir Hamatzoy Tuva. It's Mir Hamatzoy, 10%. There's a Mir Hamatzoy of people that step up to Shecht who don't know what they're doing. So therefore, En Achanami B'Diavad, we can rely on it. But Chazil, we're not going to rely on it. Utimo. Trefus Areya. Trefus Areya. What's Lamates? That's Ilchus Trefus. That's one Ramban. Same idea. Simin Sifalif is Sifbez. Zok the Bir Hadra, that's the exact same Yisod. So it's not only the Ran who quotes the Rif, that's how we pass Shulchan Aruch. In the Halacha Shulchan Aruch, that we only rely on the Rov B'Dievan, Halacha Tila, the Bir Hadra summarizes in the Lashon Kodesh, which is always B'Kitzer, both ideas that we saw. Both the concept of the Ran that you have to check, the Ran from the Rif of the Ronim, and the affirmation of the Ramban, that if it's a Mir HaMasui, there's a Chiyuv Dita, a Tripatim of the Shreifus, as well as in Hilchos Tola. So far it sounds, open shut, it's a Tripatim of Shulchan Aruch, very easy story. Nevertheless, this opinion is not respected by everyone. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis disagrees with this Yisod. Zap the Ra'ah, Vani Omer, the next source, Divrei Ra'onim Zal, Midas Chasidus, V'ra'i Leno King. The Ra'onim happened to be right as a modus operandi. In the Kanami, if you have a person who shechted in front of you, L'chadchila, you should not eat the shchita unless you ask him. But it's minus chasidus. Avol fi halacha eino chain. Ikad dina, if you ask me, what do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? And my Shulchan Aruch says, the ra'ah, I passed in, there's no chiyah b'dicha whatsoever. If you saw these lines in the ra'ah, why would you guess there's no chiyah b'dicha? What's the pashup pshat?
Hargamah.
Pashup pshat, there's a rov. Sorry? The Gemara, yes, your Gemara question. But aside from that, even conceptually, why would he say, like Zev saying, it's a rov. The Ramban is a chiddush, that Mina Matzah is a chiyah b'dikah. But make it hasty. The Ra'ah says, I don't agree with you, Ramban. And therefore, even though the Rashba says the same thing with Taras Abayis, as the Ramban, as the Ran, The Beit Hakamai says that's not true. I think there's no chibadita even by me and Hamatzi. But if you look carefully in the Ra'ah, a page later, there's a running machokas on this Taras Abayis where the Ra'ah explains that's not the pshat. It sounds like fundamentally he holds with the Ramban that if there's a mir hamatzui k'neged a rov, it would be a chibadika. Meaning in the basin of the Halo de Ra'ah, did they check for hilkus? Did they check for sirchus in the Ra'ah? Yes. He doesn't hold that fundamental. He's not fundamentally disagreeing with the Yisod of the Ramban. Nevertheless, the Ra'ah is Mazmin Reda Chavayis. Here's a different problem. Zach the Ra'ah. Veni Yomer. Darto Sharabenu. Lismoch. Divir Dronim Bechom Mokom. The Rajba always likes quoting the Dronim. Avav Yitra Adin. Ein Tainizum Achveres. Well, nice, it's not true. Devadai. Kamin and Rav Mitzvah Nezashut Amumchenheim. Loved after Rov of Futimiyot. The Gemara is pulling the wool over your eyes, says the Ra'ah. There's obfuscation here. When the Gemara says, Rov Mitzuyin is a Shkita Mumchenheim, it's not being precise. It can't be Rov. Because Rov always implies, as we mentioned, every Rov, there's always a Miyot. It can't be that this rov, a rov mitzvin et shkita mumchenheim, going to have a miut, because imtain l'sadion b'hachi. In this case, if you're willing to acknowledge that there's indeed a miut neder the rov, a miut which you say Ramban is so powerful that it requires us to bedikra, because here it's not just a boxing with two contenders. On the one side is the rov. Rov Mitzvina Teshuta Mumchenheim. On the other side is the Miut. That Miut don't know what they're doing. There's something else. Every animal before it's shechted is what? Is Aser. Why is it Aser? Machokas Rishonim. Is there a medis? Is that a din that is a chazok? It's not shechted? Or is it Isra in a Zavuach? Everyone a chai? Lamaisa, you can't eat an animal before it's shechted. Zak the Ra'ah. It shouldn't be enough with this. The ita liisura miyuta the in mumchin the chazaka the yisura behema. Lemaisa, we're faced with a problem because we know whenever you go through any study of rov, if there's a rov and a miyut, so we presume a rov beats out a miyut. But we do say that if you have a chazaka, samchina miyuta le chazaka. What are the next words? Next three words, famous words we have throughout Shas. Isra le ruva. So if you have a miut with a chazaka, you can say goodbye to the rov. Zach the Ra'ah. Obviously, this rov here has to be a rov which is exceptional. It's a rov which is not enough to have a miut. Because if the miut was there, the miut would be the rov's undoing. The miut would entirely obviate the rov, because samchina miut al chazaka of isra le ruva. We have a miut and the chazaka, and therefore the rov will be powerless. Elamai zak the ra'ah. You have to reread the Gemara. When the Gemara here says rov mitzvin et teshchut mumchenheim, it doesn't mean rov. What does rov mean zak the ra'ah? Left after rov. The Gemara isn't precise. Elako mitzvin tamrinan. It means that anyone in the world that steps up to an animal, to a shkita, is a mumcha. She'ein l'cha matzah yit shkita li'olam el mumcha. It never happens. Everyone that's going to shech is going to be a mumcha. V'afi miyutu l'cha, there's no miyut. Because again, if there would be a miyut, the miyut would make the rov not work, because miyutu v'chazaka would be Yisrael Yeruba. Zalk the Ra'ah, v'haydenachet rov, ashur es l'ashinu b'dumara. Yeah, the fact that it says rov, that's the way the Gemara speaks. The Melitza, as Rav Shechter would say. It's an expression. Rov means a lot of people, but really means kol. The time of the Milsa, what's the pshat? The kol mitzvin et shchita, samchin anu lo marashin mumchin. We presume that anyone that's shechting is going to be a mumcha, if he should dover meforsim will be Yisrael. Because everyone knows whether you're a person who's a very learned Talmud Chacham, a person who went through Smicha, or a person who just knows Aleph Beis, everyone knows that one of the basic ideas about meat is that meat has to be shechted. Shenevela Asura. Everyone knows Nevela Asura. V'chein Evim Menachaya Asur. V'ein Tachan Mezeh L'Veshchita. Everyone knows that until you do Shechita, meat's Asur. Pelkach, Ein Adam Yisrael Nizkak L'Shechot V'Yolam Elenhen Yodeh Hilch L'Shechita. You're never going to have a Jewish person shecht without knowing Hilch L'Shechita. Zachter Ra'ah? Maybe you're right, Ramban. If you have a miyuta, especially mir hamatzah, this is chi bedika. But I contend the fundamental presumption that you're making. I don't think, says the Ra'ah, that this is a case of rov, which is a rov garua, because there's a miyut against it. This is a rov bari. Kol, no one shechts unless they know l'shechita. It's elementary. Everyone knows you have to shecht. No one would have the chut for the shecht unless they actually know what they're doing. So says the Ra'ah. Now, the problem is, we said this machlokes, Ramban says mir hamatzoi, we're all disagrees. But unless you think of, if you think about it, we're really doing lip service. Let's chat this machlokes. Is it machlokes, chas v'shalom, what's the worst ever machlokes they have ever? Machlokes in Metzias, chas v'shalom. Machlokes in Metzias. Can we have Matthias? What's going on? What's the pshat in the machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Rashba? Do we presume that it is a rov? Do we presume that it's poll? There's machlokas and percentages. It's a Gallup poll. How you talking? What's going on? So the Rav, Rav Schefter quotes from the Rav, and it's printed in the beautiful Sefer Shir HaRav on Yerideya from the Rav. The Rav enhanced what the Beis HaLevi says. Beis HaLevi in Chavad Beis of Beis HaLevi, Shuvah Dalid, says l'chora, and this again, this is the Rav's enhancement, and the Rav Shechter says it over. L'chora, you can't see this machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Redach and the Rashba's machlokas Matzias. It's not mistaba. L'chora, the pshat is a machlokas in what the nature of the Rav, of Rav Mitzriyan Eitel Shechita Mumchanim, means. What do those words mean? Where does the Rav come from? Two possibilities. One possibility, it's a psychological umduna. We presume, I don't think it's true nowadays, we presume that most people try to do things right. Unfortunately, in today's society, perhaps the society rewards incompetence, but the way things are supposed to be is that most people psychologically are not going to do something unless they know they can do it. So, even if shechita was nothing halachic, if a person is hired to be a chef in a restaurant, we presume that he knows how to be a chef. You don't need to check his credentials. Obviously, he's not going to apply for the job as chef if he doesn't know how to be a chef. The person is a taxi driver. He obviously knows how to drive throughout the city, or else he wouldn't be a taxi driver. The person is going to be shechting, we presume that he must know what he's doing. Why would someone decide to do something silly like step up and do shechita if he doesn't know anything about shechita? So obviously, we presume that most people that know what they're doing, most people that are involved in something, know what they're doing. That's the Parshat Pshat. And that's the Rashba's approach. It's an umdana, as Rav Schefter says, an umdana in psychology. We presume that most people are only involved in things if they know what they're doing. Mamela, a person will only be involved in Shechita if he knows how to do it. Now, of course, we know that even in the days where society didn't reward incompetence, there were always incompetent people, there could be some people that were silly. They decided they wanted the experience. They wanted the Shecht even though they didn't know what they were doing. And they could be martial people. So we say, Rov Mitzvah Yitzvah Shechita Mumchanim. That's the Rashba. The Rashba does know. There are some that don't do it. Maybe they think they're competent and they're not. Maybe they know they're incompetent, they just don't care. There's always a Mir HaMatzoi of people that don't know what they're doing. That's what the Rashba says, the simple approach. That's Rov Mitzvah Yitzvah Shechita. In fact, even though the Ra'ah says, it's Shudras HaLashon, as Beis HaLevi points out, the Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis disagrees. The Rashba says, no. You're right. Very often in the Gemara, when it's really only a rov, we say kol. That does happen sometimes. When there's only, let's say, a 90% chance of something, we say kol, and we don't mean kol. Kol means majority. But that's because rubot kulo. Once there's rov, halakhically, that's good enough. That's for kol. But here, what do we have, says the Rashba? According to Yura'ah, How many people in the world, how many percentages, what percentage knows how to do shlita or turn to yira'ah? 100%. So why would the Gemara say rov? The Gemara should say kol. Meaning, you're right. Sometimes, says the Ra'ah, we switch the words rov and kol. So if the Rashi, if you look carefully, if there's a case where it's only rov, sometimes we'll write kol, that's the rule, rubik kukulo. You only need most, a majority. Once there's a majority, that's halakhically considered kol. But here, what's the Gemara doing according to Ra'ah? It really is kol, and all we're doing is saying rov. Why does the Gemara do something like that? If it's really kol, say kol. Don't only say rov. So says the Rashba, I think you're wrong, Ra'ah. It's a psychological umdana. Most people in the world are not going to do something if they're incompetent, but some will. And therefore, it's a normal rov. They're still going to be in Hamatzoi, they're still going to be Chibadita. But Zach, the Ra'ah, no. You look carefully in the Ra'ah's Lashon. In Bede Chabayis, Ra'ah says no. The time of the Milsa, we read this. Three lines from the end of that piece. The kol mitzvah etz shchita somchen anu lomar shei mumchen fishadavim mafursim abu Yisrael. What's the Ra'ah telling us? Since everyone knows that hilchos shchita exists, that makes it more of a rov. What does it mean? Neveil asura ken evim nachay aser veintachanim azeh el b'shchita petoch ena dem Yisrael nisrak l'shchot liyolam. What does that mean? So what? The fact that it's known means there's all of a sudden a higher rov? What's the Ra'ah telling us? If it's a psychological rov, why does the fact that everyone knows it, the fact that it's elementary, make it any more of a rov? And
since everybody knows that it needs to be shechted, then those people who do not feel themselves to be a baki in shechita won't even try to attempt it.
Oh, so that's what Rabbi Salavi, that's what the Beis Halevi says, and Rabbi Salavi enhanced very beautifully. L'chora, the Ra'ah understands that this rov, a rov mitzvah et mishuk demumchanim, is not a yisod in psychology alone. It's a fundamental yisod in frumkeit. A person, no matter how irreligious he is, or how incompetent he is not going to tread on others' feet when we are in the world of Torah mitzvos at all. Torah mitzvos are so sacred that it's not just the fact that a person won't fly a plane unless he knows how to be a pilot. Then you have some people that will fly even though they don't know how to be pilots. Chas v'shalom. But as far as Torah mitzvos, that is so sacrosanct, it's so significant, it's so important, that a person will not shecht at all unless he knows Hilchos Shchita. It's not a regular rov. A rov in psychology is true. This is much more than a rov in psychology. It's a rov in Torah mitzvos. There's such Yir Shamayim, Alpaneim, Lo Tita'achta'u, such a pervasive pachad, an acknowledgement of Yir Shamayim, that it's not possible for people to shecht unless they know what they're doing. And therefore the Ra'ah says this is a different idea. It's a unique concept in Torah mitzvos. In Torah and Mitzvot, we presume that rov is not enough. It's kol. No one's going to shecht unless they know what they're doing. Fine?
Does this fit into the general issue about when halacha is pragmatic and when halacha is idealistic, like the Mishnah Malach, and we presume that nobody's going to sell this momar tree of meat, so therefore I can't sell it, it's not considered tree every dinar, it's considered chani every dinar, or something like tzaddik in the alpha bump, which we question about, where we assume that, you know, everyone's going to do the right thing. Oh, Mishnah Malach is more of a rat. Like, we assume that everyone obeys halacha in an ideal world, and sometimes we have to be pragmatic and acknowledge that people don't listen to halacha, but at times also we can say, no, we're assuming everyone will listen.
Meaning, you're asking if halacha maisa, if we presume, unfortunately, if things change, and we presume that everyone necessarily has the same acknowledgement of Torah Yerushalayim, would things change?
Maybe this pshat in the Ra'ah to begin with. That the idea is, because there are these Yisurim, and halacha is not going to presume that people are overrunning surim, regardless of whether practically we know that there are something happening.
It's a halacha concept. Nafkamina is that's what Rav Shach quotes in the Rav. We have the idea, the Gemara says, that Nus David Ludaluye, or Shatri Inshi. Again, that's a chazaka, but we call it a chazaka, it's really a rov. Meaning, it's a presumption within psychology of man that if Nus David Ludaluye, things that I'm not going to tell you that I have nothing in my pockets, if you know that a minute later I'm not going to take off my jacket, you're going to see I have a pen in my pocket. I'm just not going to do that. It's silly of me. Why should I make a fool out of myself and tell you I have nothing in my pocket if I'm going to take the pen out a minute later? So that's what Rav Shachter says, that was the way it comes from the Rav. It's in Nefesh Rav. That's what we presumed was true until when in the Russians had missiles in Cuba, and Kennedy stood with Khrushchev and said, Khrushchev said, we do not have missiles in Cuba. And Kennedy pulled down the screen and said, what are these satellite photos that we have? So he took off his shoe, I think Khrushchev took off his shoe and said, we still don't have missiles in Cuba. So you see, most of the Gluye, the Rav said, you see that? Psychology of people does not exist nowadays anymore because we presume that no. Most of the Gluye people are still Mashakir. So that's what the Rav thought. You see that people that the world changed. So the question is, that's what you're asking, referring, do we presume the world changed? Or no, as you're saying very beautifully, it's within the halakha concept, we don't presume people that are not going to abide by halacha, even though, of course, we know that Riyostok, unfortunately, it's true. That's not going to work within the halacha framework. I'm not sure how the Ra'a would say.
Doesn't this explanation of the Ra'a deny the existence of a Mor L'Hachis?
So a person who's acknowledged, meaning that's true. If we know, we'll talk about that a little bit, but a person who we know is a Mor L'Hachis, a Mor L'Avon, is going to be in a different situation, because we know he has a status which is Motzi Asma Menachpa. But unless we know that he has that established situation, we presume he's going to be considered.
But if I don't know who the shechter is, then I don't understand. How can I assume that every single person who's going to shecht is not a mumar? How can I assume there will be not a single mumar hafiz who's shechting? We're assuming I don't know who this guy is, aren't we?
So you're saying since we do know that the concept of mumar hafiz exists, we do know that mumar hafiz exists.
We do know that people will feed me trefus.
So that's a good question. You have to think about that. Why should that be? That it's going to be enough to say since we do know they exist. Why should we presume that it's going to be totally safe? Not to remind that.
Also, just how would.
No, but so what? Meaning. So it's Mishan Matsui. Mishan meaning even the Rabban's mother.
That's
Mishan Matsui. Okay, that's right.
There are us as
right.
He says every single person.
Right, it's not enough to Mishan Matsui because the Ra'a holds that it has to be totally.
And also, what happened? Did the Rashba and the Ra'a live in the same time?
No, unless you say no. Meaning. The Ra'a holds. All the Ra'a needs to get rid of the Mir Hamatsui. Meaning, for the Ra'a, Mishan Matsui might be good enough. He's saying the kol.
No. He's saying kol.
No, kol. Yeah, kol means, that, but all even the Ramban needs that. We need to just make it into miyush inamot, so that's enough.
But I'm saying within the Ra'ah, he says there.
Right,
means
but even kol doesn't mean that there's. It's, he means that 99.9999%. I mean,
he
even, because even kol according to the Ra'ah is not once it's miyush inamot, it's irrelevant to us. There's no chibudik anymore. Even the Ramban's mode for that.
You
have to think about it. It's a good
some...
question. You have to think about it. That's.
Wait, so you're saying that the kol doesn't mean.
Right.
Every
the problem
person.
Would be that would be the kol is not so going to be true. Okay, you have to think about it. It's a good question. Josh?
I wasn't sure. I can hear what you just said now, but I mean, the Ra'a can't be saying that every single person in the world is going
to. You're saying even call doesn't mean call.
It's like an a priori statement. Sort of like the Ra'a was saying, what do we assume is the nature of people? Are we down the cops close? Are we going to assume everyone's okay? Bring me a case, and obviously.
You know, like that's what Schechter has, he wrote in Masara Aleph. There's an article, a tuna fish article. I think it's printed now probably in Dina Sedros. So the Chamesh Tudei Rov. There's five different types of Rov. There's Rov, 51% Rov, which is very rare with Rua. Then you have 80% Rov, 90% Rov. There's Rov Bari, which is 99% Rov, even though that means that's not such a strong Rov. If you think about it, a 99% Rov, which in Halakha is considered like a cull, that means one, if we have a few more people in this room, there's 100 people in the room, one person in that room is going to be a non-member of that Rov. That's not so much. Still we say Halakha considers that as a Vadai. So it's possible that, I think what you're saying very well, is that it could be that once is Miyash and Matzah, of course we know there's some pockets of Murmim Rahman al-San that exist, but that's so insignificant, that's not going to make it into a Rove, that's not going to get rid of the status of Rove, Bari, which is enough to say it's considered halakhically like this at all. But you have to think about that idea.
Well, the point is here is that, yeah, any Jew off the street who comes in and checks, they're all saying it's a cult. I mean, Mumal Hak is only if I know he's a Mumal beforehand. If I don't know
right, no, but Arya is. But if we know Mumar exists, even if there's one Mumar in the entire world, so you can't say so. If the Ra is Lashon, if you're going to really look at the Lashon of the Ra, call, that means call, it means we don't presume that at all.
But a Mumar isn't Matzo Yitzel Shkita. Maybe you say Mumar Matzo Yitzel
Shkita. Okay, think about it. Maybe. Okay,
yeah.
If that's. Perhaps. Why not Mumar Oteyev? Mumar Hafiz? Okay, you have to.
Just a quick point of clarification on the roster. Is he saying, which is psychological, meaning that most people think that they're going to do a good job, even if, and they don't realize they're going to mess up. Is that
no, I mean, we presume that most people, the only people that would usually be involved in this is someone who knows they could do a good job. Meaning
right.
There are some people that think they're good and they're not.
Right, but meaning that if you think you're good or not, how would that happen? According to the Ra'a, if the idea is that it's, you know, from things, people have a better sense of psychology.
No, so it's not right. It's not. It's a sense of pacha that they're not going to be involved with cause more than psychology.
Somehow their
above
true
and beyond.
Self comes out.
Right. It's beyond. It's above and beyond just the normal psychological thing. Right, that's a very selfish thought. In the Rashba is.
by the Ra'a here, if you're understanding that he wouldn't shecht for somebody else because he might he's not so careful for himself, would that also mean that he wouldn't shecht for himself, or just that he wouldn't shecht for other people? Like a mumer.
Probably even for himself. Probably even for himself, because he realizes how important our mitzvahs are.
But the mumer l'te'avon.
Right. That they have this impression to deal with the fact that mumer will exist. Right.
I'm sorry, you're probably trying to get going, but the just I just understand if you are bothered by the question of that it's a chukas mitzias.
Yeah.
So then if you're bothered by that problem, I don't see how this answers unless you say like Ephraim. But I don't think you didn't.
No, so it's about focusing. Mean, what's the rove? Is the rove?
If you're bothered by the question of the chukas mitzias, so then go check. You might not be bothered by the question. It seems like you were bothered by the question.
You're saying it's still. Matthias, meaning which Lamaisa we can check
right.
What the percentage is.
Correct. So that question doesn't get answered, I don't think.
Right, but at least it's where we're saying it's not just Machlokas in Matthias alone. We can't really check. Let's presume we can't do a Dalek poll.
What
the nature of the rove is.
Okay, so then
what type of rove is.
The only thing they can just say that they're arguing that the Machlokas in the Vedic Vais and the Rashba is. Is Misvara,
Right, you have to still deal with the Machlokas Matthias somewhat, which in theory could have been Mavara. We presume you can't be Mavara with her because it's too vast, but they're basically really bothered by Svara. So, do the Svara, what's the problem? Why should the Rosh say like he's saying more than the.
They're arguing in psychology of man, okay.
Right, that's a little bit fuzzy, unless you explain the Svara, that it's better rationale to explain both Thudim and psychology. And that's the basic idea point that Rav Shechter really says that it seems to be the idea of Tosfos and Yevamos as well. We know that Demai is a din d'Rabbanan. Demai is a din not for Truma, only for Maestros. We're not sure if Am Yaretz Rov, Am Yaretz Maestrin, and Miyota in a Maestrin. So Chazal or Dozer, mid-Rabbanan, if you buy from Am Yaretz, not from a Chaver, then you have a Chiyuv to be Mafresh Maestros again. We don't make a bracha because it's Safed, but still, it's a d'Rabbanan. So, Zoch Tosfos from Tomar, in the third to last source, where a mayor, the Chayshin Lemiyut, if a mayor, the opinion that we don't usually pass in life, he says, Chayshin Lemiyuta, Hekin Ashachas Lademai. How do we ever have Demai? Kevin Ita Miyut Amarish and Masterin. Since it's a Miyut who are not Masterin, so with Ora, Demai should not be a Safik Midrabanon. It should not be a Din that Chazal added Demai. That should be any Truma Semai, any Tuvah that exists should always be a Din Demai. We didn't Chazal to create Demai automatically. We have a miyut hamatz, miyut that exists of amiras that are not masterin. Why is it we have a new din called demai? What is demai? Demai has certain dinim with it. L'chora, all demai should be rejected out of hand. There's no din of demai. We presume that the very nature of miyut amiras in a masterin is going to be safek hashakul chashin l'miyuta. We're not sure if this that you buy from amiras is going to be meiser or not. Is going to have meiser taken off of it or not? So why do we need Chazal to make a din of Demai with separate dinim? That should be l'chora something intrinsic to the fact that Amaretz exist. Zok Tosus, a little bit sasum. Yeshlomar, do l'chashin ta'idav l'miyot, dim huhuk so toysom yuchsadru. We're not concerned with the mute in that situation, because even though he doesn't necessarily take of Shumas and Maishus, maybe other people do. What does that mean? So that's what the Beis Halevi says, l'chora, that's what Tosus means, and that's sasum l'chora. It's the same idea that the Ra'a says. Like Torah mitzvos, we presume people are more machbid. He's an Amaretz. But since he knows that Meister exists, we presume that no. Even Reb Meir, who's usually Chashin L'Miyuta, holds that when we deal with Torah Mitzvos, the Miyut goes out the window. We're not concerned with the concept of Miyut. And therefore, the Beis Halevi says the same idea is true with the Rabbanon in our case. The Rabbanon that say that there might be a Miyut Hamatzah here, the Miyut Hamatzah is going to be insignificant because it's a Din in Torah Mitzvos as opposed to most situations. And this is just for the sake of time. This Machlokas exists again. The same place, Torah Sabayis, we have it again. In Torah Sabayis and Bet Chavayis, they were on the Rashba, who lived at the same time. They were contemporaries. The Rashba wrote Taras Abayis, then the Ra'ab wrote Bedech Abayis, and then the Rashba wrote Mishmaris Abayis. Even though the Mishmaris Abayis was presented as being anonymous, there are certain shuvas, in which we'll talk about one perhaps later in the Zman, which the exact Lashon exists in the Rashba, in Mishmaris Abayis, and in shuvas. So it's a Raya, one of many Rayas that the Rashba actually wrote Mishmaris Abayis, even though it was written originally anonymously. And the Rashba says, Machokas as far as Mumar. Since we have that's true that Robert's in Shita Mumkenheim, Im Nismoch, I'm not sure, says the Rashba. Al Chazakazu a few Bavarian Lotevan Olo. Do we say Rove Mitzvah Shechita Mumchanim is going to be a good idea that applies everywhere, even by Mumrim or not. Eitan wanted to say that Mumrim are included. Is that true? Do we say that the concept of Rov Mitzvah Shechita Mumchanim applies even by Mumr? Zakt, the Rashba, Mishtabra, Shofim Mumrim with Evan, some kind of Zakazu. Even by Mumrim with Evan, we rely on this. To call Mitzvah Shechita Mumchanim, Stama Amru. Funny, he uses the word kol, the Rashba, even though he really holds it's rov. When he says rov, that means the pashtus, stama. Makes no difference whether he's a observant Jew or non observant Jew, Rachman al-Aslan. Automatically, rov, that's what the Rashba says. There are on the last line. And anachon. This mumma is chashud. Therefore, the rov doesn't apply to him. Zach, the base alevi, what's chatting is machokas? The Rashba understands that this machokas, this idea of rov mitzvin et shechita mumchanim, is nothing to do with religion. It's psychology. People don't get involved in things unless they know what they're doing. Whether there's a mumra or not is irrelevant. You're not going to be involved in shechita unless you know how to shecht. Zachtera'ah, no. My dear Chavrusa Rashba, you're mistaken. This yisod of rov mitzvin or kol mitzvin is a din in frumkai. It's if you have reverence for Torah mitzvos, we're going to say that you can indeed be concerned. But if you don't care, if you're a mumra l'tayavon, everything's off. Lamaisa, we can't rely on this rove as far as mumra are concerned. We'll hold on your question, Eitan. That's, basically, he thinks the exact machlokas is in the Rashba and Rav. It's halachic umdana or it's halachic umdana. And that would be machlokas so far. We discussed rove in general and mumra l'tayavon. What about mumra l'hachas? Mumra l'hachas u'shechts, is his shechita going to be good or not? The Gemara goes through a discussion, and the Rashba says, l'chora, how can we ever rely on mumra l'hachas if he's not an Orthodox Jew? Shechita means nothing to him. So why are we not concerned? Shem Hashah, Shem Adaras. Zach the Rashba, indeed, you can eat from a mumra l'hachas u'shechita if you have a mashgiach. A Jew who's watching, that make sure you see he was not Shoah, he was not Doreis, is going to be valid. The Rashba is in Taras Abayas here, the Rashba is in Chidushin Rashba. We can eat from Mumra Lahakis as long as someone else is going to be watching him. What does that mean? L'chora, the intent of the Rashba, even though the Rashba is Sassum, is the same thing Tosa Rush says on our Daf, Jimon Beis. Tosus on the Jimon Beis and Rasul Deleise is bothered. It seems to be steering Gemara's. Our Gemara sounds like it's telling us that even if Acherim Aronos or Shachet Shapir, if Acherim watch a Mumer, his Shechita is not valid. Yet the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis seems to tell us that if Acherim watch a Mumer, his Shechita is valid. Which one is it? Unclear. If Acherim watch a Mumer, is his Shechita valid or not? Zachta Sarosh, no. There's two types of watching. There's watching, spacing out, and there's Hashtoka Tamidis. You stand right there and you watch what's going on. Zok the Tazer Rush, that's the difference. And a Hanami. If you watch him stam, that's not good enough. You don't know if Shemashah, Shemadaras, because you can't be so vigilant. But if you watch him, you're right there, you see the Shechita, that's good. That's the Tazer Rush's answer to this Tazer's question. And that's L'chor what the Rashba means as well. This Hashtracha doesn't mean L'chor Hashtracha stam Hashtracha, it means Hashtracha Ma'ayasa. Hashtracha Ma'ayasa is going to work. So the Rashba holds that Shechita's Mormo Lehathis is a valid Shechita as long as there's going to be someone who watches it. Nevertheless, other Rishonim hold that Shechita's Mumra Lehachis is not valid Bechlal. What's Pshat? Because what Tosfos and the Gimel and Beis, Tosfos as well as the Rush here, quote a new Drasha. We mentioned briefly, the Mishnah says on the Yud Gimel, Shechita's Ovid Kochavim Neveilu Metamim Masa. Can a guy shecht? No. What's Pshat? We mentioned the Rambam understands it's a Strach of Adazara, which isn't any guy that shechts, it's a Strach for Adazara. Some sort of Mini of Adazara. But Tosfos on the Fimon Bay is very, very important. Tosfos disagrees. What does Tosfos say the Pshat is? Tosfos, Yasko, Tosfos, Kusim, Deri Arayos saying. So Tosfos, Kusim, if they're Deri Arayos, Shkitas Msua, Kimosho Akram. Why is Shkitas Akram Msua? Misavachta. Mashat Zvecha to Ochel. Klamar, also Shu Bar Zvicha. From the Apostle of Zvachta, we learn that the only time you can Shech is if you're a Bar Zvicha. What's a Bar Zvicha? Not a Joy. Joy is not a Bar Zvicha. And Zaptosis, Rafute Akum, next three words, Ba'ochel, Nevelos, Lahachis. Mumra Lahachis is also going to be considered a not valid Shechita. Why? not because of pragmatic issues. Pragmatic issues taken care of by the Rashban Tosa Rosh. You can have a person Mashgiach over them. But Zav Tosus and the Rosh as well, we hold that Shkitas Mumra Lahachis is not good because it's a chesaron and a zavachta. Just like Akum is not a bar zvicha, so it says a chiddush that even a Yisrael who's a Mumra Lahachis Rachman Litzlan is not a bar zvicha b'chlal. So Tosus questions that even though as far as Shema Shara, Shema Daris were not concerned, Lamaisa, as far as in a bar zvicha, Tosus says Mefurish, not only is an Akum not a bar zvicha, even a Mumra Lahachis is not a bar zvicha as well.
He's first answering, he's saying, I don't agree with you.